Hello, I'm Keith Perron, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking. This week, putting the spotlight on the saxophone. Benny Carter and his orchestra with Taken My Time, beginning today's edition of Jazz for the Asking, putting the spotlight on the saxophone. We're now going to move to two great sax players, Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan. This is from an album they recorded together for the RCA Victor label called Two of a Mind. Here they are with the standard Easy Living. Thank you.
Thank you. The fragrance drifts across the garden like the scent of some forgotten melody. This melody belongs to you, belongs to me, belongs to no one. See the way the crimson petals scatter when the wind blows. Ah, the secret side of love that suddenly the heart knows. See now, a robin's there among the puddles, and hopping through the misty raindrops, has come to tell us it is spring. Look at the double rainbow, the rain is silver in the sunlight, a flitting fox is in the garden. Rain, sweet loving mother rain, that soaks the earth, that swells the stream, that cleans the sky and brings the blue.
Stan Getz from an album called The Best of Two Worlds, featuring João Gilberto and a vocalist, Michu, with Double Rainbow. Before that, Paul Desmond and Jerry Mulligan from the album Two of a Kind, here on Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. The Jazz Messengers were like almost jazz royalty. They featured Donald Byrd on trumpet, Horace Silver on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and of course Art Blakely on drums. Their tenor sax player, Hank Mobley, who was with the group for many years, also became popular on his own with a very successful series of solo albums for the Columbia label, Blue Note, and Verve. This is from the album The Jazz Messengers, released on Columbia, with a composition called Nika's Dream, featuring the talents of sax player Hank Mobley.
Thank you. Thank you.
fantastic solo there from Hank Mobley from the album The Jazz Messengers on Columbia Records with Nika's Dream. We now move to a recording made by La Maison de Radio Canada, or the French CBC, for their jazz program a number of years ago. It's called The Montreal Tapes and was released on CD on Verve Canada. It was recorded June 30th, 1989, at the Festival de Jazz in Montreal, the world-renowned Montreal International Jazz Festival. It features Charlie Hayden on double bass, Hal Foster on drums, and the legendary Joe Henderson on saxophone. All the Things You Are.
Ha ha ha! Thank you.
Joe Henderson recorded live in Montreal, Canada on June 30th, 1989 at the Montreal International Jazz Festival, featuring Charlie Hayden on double bass and Al Foster on drums with All the Things You Are. This is Jazz for the Asking coming to you from PCJ Radio International. And this is one of our, well, a number of one of our summer specials where we feature either an artist or a genre of jazz or an instrument. This week we're putting the attention on the saxophone, playing some of my personal favorite sax players. This guy is certainly up there with all of them. Sonny Rollins from the album Way Out West, I'm an Old Cowhand. Thank you. Sonny Rollins from the album Way Out West, and I'm O'Callahan. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you want to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. jazz@pcjmedia.com. We're going to close with Dexter Gordon and the standard You've Changed. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, and take care. Mm-hmm.